Hey, little tree, you are standing tall today. Hey, little tree, looking up in your own way. Branch to branch, bud to leaf, all you are, each sweet belief. Build your ladder rung by rung, love this home where you belong. That's a verse of that song.
This is The Butterfly Effect, a podcast that shows the big impact a small action can do. Tali Orad is talking to those special people that make a difference with nature and trees.
Welcome everyone to The Butterfly Effect. My name is Tali Orad. I'm your host and your butterfly here. My special guest today is Sharon Glassman. Sharon is the founder of Smile Songs. She's an introverted Brooklyn, New York fashion writer turned Colorado designer and songwriter of Cards and Gifts That Sings. A kid who read books and played music under the trees in her suburban front lawn, channeled her talent into eco-friendly greeting cards that play happy songs. The art and message she creates, along with songs, worked like mini stories to boost everyone's spirits while protecting our environment. Welcome, Sharon, to The Butterfly Effect.
Tali, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for that introduction. I just got chills remembering that tree in my front lawn. I love that tree so much.
What a beautiful initiative you have. Can you share more?
Ever since I was a kid, and let's go back to the suburban house that had the tree that I sat under kind of reading and learning to play guitar, I've always been interested in stories. I loved having stories read to me as a kid. I started writing my own little stories and illustrating them by cutting out paper and putting tinfoil over shapes and making these little books. And it was always my happy place. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know if this resonates with you, but like a lot of kids, I knew exactly what I wanted to be doing when I grew up, but I didn't think it was a grown-up thing that I should be allowed to do because it was so delightful.
That is sad that creativity is something that you need to think you cannot work at.
I agree. And it took me a long time and a lot of winding roads through fashion journalism. I was a voiceover artist for a long time. And while those weren't the final steps on my journey, I picked up skills and information about the power of music and art and words and how we could combine them at each step along the way. And life led me to Colorado, where I became a performing songwriter, which was really a dream come true. And at that point, something pretty magical happened. I was performing for very small groups of people. I call them jewel box audiences because each person is a gem. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them were quiet folks. And I'm a gregarious introvert. So, you know, introverts can be people who appear quiet on the outside or also bubbly, but we process things deeply and differently. And what would happen is people would come up after my performances and they would say, that song really spoke to me. You're telling my story. You make me feel loved and seen and appreciated. If only there was some way I could take you home and maybe put you on my wall. And I think they were kind of kidding, but I took that idea very seriously and thought, if there was a way that I could perform when people needed me, how wonderful that could be. And they wanted something about the sunny surroundings that we have in Colorado, which definitely involve trees and blue sky and mountains and smiles and flowers. And I came back to that moment of sitting at the kitchen table making those little books and thought, you know what? I can do this. I can make art prints that sing. And over time, hearing what my audience really wanted, those became greeting cards, because greeting cards are such a powerful way for people to send a small gift with a big emotional benefit to people that they love, or keep them for themselves and put them around. And so that's sort of the winding path. And eco-friendly was very important to me. If I was going to use paper, I wanted to be as kind as possible as I could to the environment. I actually started creating digital products, but then realized people would need to print them. And if they were going to print them, I had an ability to access recycled paper. And then in the case of a singing greeting card, to not use a plastic chip, but instead to use a QR code that would be on the card, would stay there forever, and would, since we do use cell phones, make our cell phones, smartphones, a portal to happiness and a part of this eco-friendly product experience.
Can you share a little bit of the process of that work?
What I do is I tend to overhear something that resonates with me. So I'll overhear somebody say something about, you know, a dream that they wish they could achieve, something in the environment, or just I'll even be in the supermarket and I'll hear somebody say something and think that's a message that will really make people feel good. So I might start with the message, or I might start with the image of the mountains on a sunny day. And from that point, I start to consider what is the song that will amplify that, that will tie these pieces together and really connect with you emotionally. So in the case of my little tree, it's what would that message for that tree be? And the song lyrics say, "Hey, little tree, you are standing tall today. Hey, little tree, looking up in your own way. Branch to branch, bud to leaf, all you are, each sweet belief. Build your ladder rung by rung. Love this home where you belong." That's a verse of that song. And we, when you hear it and you see the tree and it has a flower and a bee hanging out, you get that it's kind of an ecosystem, right? So words and music and art working together to celebrate the tree, to celebrate you, and to tap that feeling of joy and personal growth.
And you shared with us that you kind of like eavesdrop for sound bites. But where do you get the inspirations for the songs?
Really everywhere. I am the kind of person who can see a leaf blowing in the breeze or hear it and find an inspiration there on a certain day. But it really, I find for me, it is by listening. So whether it's by listening to my surroundings, nature, or by listening to other people, either accidentally or reading a line in the newspaper that resonates with me. But it usually, for me, comes from some form of sound or words around me.
We talked a little bit about your suburban home and sitting under the tree. And it sounds like many Gen X kids. So I'm just curious how you ended up designing and writing songs.
There's something so powerful, in my opinion, about music, and I've actually researched some of the reasons that music can make us feel so loved or so seen for our best selves. Part of it has to do with the heartbeat rhythm. That's one theory, is that songs that play at the pace of our heartbeat, our resting heartbeat, give us the feeling that you might get when you're a child being held by a mother and the heartbeats sync up. So there's that. Now, I didn't go to write songs expressly knowing that, but what I just felt that these things I was hearing needed to be set to music to be alive. And then the response that I got from other people told me that I was on the right track, but it was just an instinct.
Now, you quote a little bit from your tree song and you call it the trustful tree.
Yes.
So, besides the obvious that it's a song about trees, what can you tell us about it?
I was doing a series and it felt to me almost like a musical. I had four characters, each one with, I felt, an inspiring quality. So the four characters, and they are introvert, I was a little bit jokingly calling them introvert spirit animals, but figures that could celebrate and inspire more quiet folks. And so there's four of them. The first one is a devotee dog who says, "Sit, stay, heal." That's her thing, and H-E-A-L, because it's a pun. Number two is the sensitive soul, and she says, "Treasure yourself." And the third one is a capacious kitty who says, "Still, still, until." And then we come to the trustful tree. And her motto is be leaf, L-E-A-F, bloom. And again, there's a pun there about belief and believing. And personally, one of the many things that I love about trees is that quiet, upstanding nature, I guess, to do another pun, that they are trustful, they are trusting. Unfortunately, we don't always treat them so well, but they, to me, represent that solid grace and strength and reliability. I mean, over time, I mean, think about the hundreds of years that trees stand, the way they grow, changing leaves, everything about them. So that's where the trustful tree idea came from.
That is beautiful. Can you sing it to us?
Yes, absolutely. Here it is.
Hey, little tree, you're standing tall today. Hey, little tree, looking up in your own way, branch to branch and bud to leaf. All you love, each sweet belief. Build your ladder rung by rung. Love this home where you belong. Hey, little tree, you're standing tall today. Hey, little tree, looking up in your own way. Hey, little tree, dancing in the gentle breeze. Hey, little tree, you are all that you will please. Branch to branch and bud to leaf. All you love, each sweet belief. Build your fortune rung by rung. Love the life that you come from. Hey, little tree, you know what you're here to do. Hey, little tree, sending all our love to you. Branch to branch and bud to leaf. All you love, each sweet belief. Build your fortune rung by rung. Love the life that you come from.
Marvelous. I just love it.
Thank you.
Do you usually sing about nature, or you have other things that you like?
I sing about lots of things, but now it's an interesting question. I have sung about a cake, so that's not nature, although it's my nature. I'm a sweet tooth person, but there's definitely a lot of bee art and bee puns in my songs. I find bees to be delightful to illustrate. I just love them. So I'll have happy birthday, my beloved. I think it's a mix, but I do think that flowers, bees, trees are a big part of what I do. Also, hearts. I'm definitely that kid who drew hearts on her notebook and is still doing it. And now is like, I'm doing it professionally. Yo, this is awesome.
Yeah. Being a songwriter and a singer, it's a harsh profession, and I love your positivity. What is your biggest challenge right now?
I think the challenge of any entrepreneur, one-woman business, really is getting the word out in such a distractible, distracted, busy world, of which I'm a part. I'm as guilty of as the next person of scrolling, like watching TV while I'm scrolling, while I'm making dinner, while I'm, you know, talking to my dog. So I do think it's that awareness piece is super hard, and it's exciting to find ways to do it. But I will say that that is my biggest challenge.
And what is one myth you in your profession that you would like to debunk?
Oh, that's a great question. I think one myth I would really like to debunk is that you can't be nice and kind and vulnerable and be successful. You absolutely can.
In what way? Just give us an
example. Well, I, and I know you're in New York. I spent 25 years in New York City, in Brooklyn. I love Brooklyn. Oh, I love Brooklyn. And I felt, and I may have gotten it wrong, I think I did to some degree, that to be successful, you had to really fight and scrap. And if that you got something that maybe somebody else did, or if somebody else got something, whether it was a voiceover, a booking, or, you know, their book deal was better than your book deal, that somehow that made you lesser, that you weren't succeeding, that success wouldn't be something on your own terms. Mm-hmm. What I have found over time is that didn't work for me. That just made me increasingly sad, because it's just not my nature to compete in that way. I was miserable. I felt really sad and unhappy and less than. When I moved out here and basically said to Colorado, I am going to be me. Like, I am vulnerable. I want to cheer for other people. I am, by my nature, I adore people. I see the best in people. And that's the way I'm going to move forward. And it was really interesting to illustrate how I find that that is working for me.
Yes. Now, the holidays are coming up soon. And one of the things that we'll see over the holidays is that tree and the tree decorated. So just a challenge for you guys that are listening, consider a potted tree if you want a live tree, or create your own, decorate one outside. Please, please, please don't cut it down. And Sharon, I'm sure you have a song or a card that could be relevant for this season.
I do. I have, I even have a card with a tree on it. It says, may your holidays be joyful. And you know me by now, so you know it's a bee with a B-E-E. And it has growing trees and it has happy bees. And the other thing that I hope is that you'll keep your card around. You can frame it. You can play it anytime you want. And in the holiday spirit, I would love to give away an 8-pack of greeting cards to one of your listeners, Tally. And to enter, it's super easy. Just send an email to Sharon, Sharon, at smilesongs.com. And that's SMILESONGS. And put Tally, that's TALI, in the subject line. And I will randomly pick a winner, and also send me your address so I can send you the card. So super easy. Just email me with Tally in the subject line. And I would love to create a little holiday spirit by giving away some greeting cards that sing.
That is so nice of you. Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. Yeah.
Sharon, what is your favorite tree?
I am loving the maple in our front lawn. And it does remind me of the other tree that I sat under, and I was too young to really look up at that point. I was more loving the trunk and loving the shade. So I don't know what that tree was, although it might have been a maple as well.
I love it. Thank you, Sharon, for opening your heart and sharing your songs with us.
Tally, thank you so much for having me. I love this podcast. I love your point of view and all you're doing to help trees and people be kind to the trees in our world.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for joining me today. We are all beautiful butterflies, each in his and her individual ways. I wanted to thank you for joining me today in this episode. I really appreciate you coming on this journey with me, and I hope you can join me next time. And remember, it only takes a small action to make a big difference. Be a butterfly.
And that's all for this episode. Thank you for joining us today. Please subscribe to hear more of our stories of change.